I want to share with you some stuff this morning as we end this series. If you're just joining us for the first time during this series has been a pretty fun series. You've missed the merry-go-round and the seesaw. You've missed the bullies. You've missed the dodgeball. Anything else we miss? What? Teams, yes. It's been a really cool series, and I've enjoyed illustrating stuff through the playground, but here's what the playground is. Let me just kind of paraphrase this for you so that if you're just joining us for the first time, you can kind of get a grip on what we're talking about today. I felt led to talk about the time that we have been given while we're here on earth, and basically looking at earth as our playground. And thinking about the time that we have as our recess. You know, the great thing about when I was in elementary school was when I went to school, my favorite part of the day was recess. I mean, you go out, you hang out with friends, you just play basketball, whatever, get thrown off the merry-go-round. We talked about that. All kinds of things. Fun stuff. But eventually, recess comes to an end. And just like recess comes to an end, we only have a certain amount of time for us to spend on the playground. And we have to make the very most of every waking moment that we have on the playground. And so this week, we're going to be talking about some pretty interesting stuff. Throughout the series, we've talked about overcoming temptation. We've talked about making the most of every moment. We've talked about realizing our relationships. Moving on from setback. You see, Satan is always at work to try to keep us from getting to enjoy the playground. You know that? He is always trying to keep us from getting God's will accomplished while we're on the playground. That's his goal in life. And sometimes he succeeds. And a lot of times he succeeds through some of those things. Through us not making the most of relationships or us falling into temptation or whatever it is, there's always things that Satan is throwing our way to try to keep us off course. Today we're going to talk about the swing set. We have the swing set here. It's a nice swing set, isn't it? I don't know if I'll get on it. I probably ought not to. Too much turkey. But the swing set is here today to help us illustrate some things. And some of the things we're going to talk about in the next few minutes are actually described in a passage of Scripture in the book of Hebrews. If you have a Bible with you, in the book of Hebrews, we're going to check out this passage of Scripture. And it's actually Hebrews chapter 5. And you can just turn there and just hold that for a minute. We're going to get to that here in just a second. But this passage in Hebrews hits every one of us in the room today. There are several different kinds of people in the church. I don't know if you know this or not, but I see those people illustrated around the swing set. There's several different types. And the different types of people that we have that congregate around the swing set are talked about in this passage in Hebrews. Let's look at this passage in Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11, it says this. We have much to say about this, but it is hard to explain because you are slow to learn. You ever felt that way? Slow to learn? Some of you are thinking of your kids right now. And some of the kids are thinking of their parents. Oh, in fact, verse 12. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Here on the swing set today, we have a couple of swings. I'm going to get a couple of volunteers. We're going to have some fun with this. Let me have a couple of volunteers. Who would like to volunteer? Come on up. Who else? I need three volunteers. Austin, come on up, buddy. Who else? You want to come up here? Come on up if you want to come up. You doing all right? Mm-hmm. Good. Why don't you tell everybody your name?
Chris.
Chris.
Austin.
Okay. Can you tell everybody your name?
Luke.
Luke. Come on, Luke. Come on over here, buddy. Now, I don't want y'all to sit on these things, but here's what we're going to do. We're going to illustrate something this morning. And the way we're going to illustrate it is I just want some of you to stand by things, okay? Now, Austin, we're going to let you be the outsider, all right? You come over here. And I want you, Austin, I want you just to stand over here, and I want you just to look at the swing set. All you're doing is standing and looking. Okay, now Luke, we're gonna let you hang out right here. Just put your hand on that. Just kind of hold on to that right there. Okay. Same here. You hold on to the swing. All right. Now, the thing that I see in the church looks like a swing set. Now, most of you are like, "What in the world is this about?" Well, it's pretty simple. And this passage of Scripture is talking about it. For many of us, we have gone to church, we speak Christianese, whatever the thing is, but we have missed the boat. We have never stepped over the line and come to know Christ. For those of us that are in that boat, we're kind of like Austin. We're kind of looking at the swing set. Because Austin can look at the swing set all day long. He can see it, he can watch other people swinging on it, but until he actually tries it out himself, he is not a professional swing set man. Is that right, Austin? That's right, isn't it? Shake your head, yes, good. All right. Now, there's a lot of people, and I got to tell you, I'm rejoicing about this right now in our church. We've got a lot of people in our church that have recently come to Christ. Some of you that are in here right now that have recently come to a relationship with God. And this doesn't have anything to do with how long you've been in church or anything like that. This has to do when you have given your heart to Christ. And where you're at is you're kind of hanging on to the baby swing here. In fact, you know, if we could, he'd be in that, and he'd be, you know, rolling in that. And for a lot of us, this is where we stop. I want you to get that for just a second. See, new Christians are like babies in the spiritual realm. You see, when we become a Christian, we are a new creation. We are reborn. And when we're reborn like that, there's this whole new life that we have. And we have to begin to grow in understanding and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior and of God's Word and all of these things. And so we jump in the high chair swing, as I like to call it. And so we're hanging in the high chair swing, like this guy right here. But then there are others of us that we have matured in our faith. And what has happened? We've moved out of sitting in the baby swing, and we've moved over here to the real deal. You got like the real chains with the real stuff on them. And, you know, I could even sit in that thing and swing on it. Right? And so there's some people here today, some of you are sitting here today, and you can identify with this young man right here. You see, there are different ways of looking at how God has wired us up. And one of the things that I want to point out to you today is that it's so important for us to see where we are at. And this means being honest. And Paul talks about really examining ourselves in Scripture. And one of the things he says is that we have to be honest in examining ourselves and realizing where are we at in our walk, in our relationship with Christ. Are you like Austin? Are you hanging out here? And you've never really come to know the Lord. Maybe you've been around church. You've got friends that are Christians. You're like, well, you know, my granddaddy's a Christian. You know, he's a preacher or whatever. Well, my dad's a preacher too, but that didn't save me. It's that kind of thing. You could be like Austin, or you could be hanging out on the baby swing and not maturing. Or you could be in the mature swing. Now, you guys have done a great job. Swing the swings for us. Let's everybody see the swing. Swing. Can you swing them? Don't be afraid. Wonderful job. Y'all give them a hand for their help this morning. Y'all can go sit down. You see, a lot of us find ourselves in one of these swings. If you're a Christian today, you're in one of these two swings. Now, only you probably really know, of course, maybe some people around you that know you real well, they may know if you're in one swing or the other, but the main thing that you can understand is that you are in one of these swings. If you're not in one of these swings, then you're looking at the swing set. You're on the outside looking in, and you've not crossed over. You've not come into a real relationship with Jesus Christ. But there are things that we're supposed to do. I want us to look at this passage of Scripture again. Chapter 5, verse 11. It says, "We have much to say about this, but it's hard to explain because you are slow to learn. In fact, though, by the time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you elementary truths of God's Word all over again." He gets pretty strong here. It says, you need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. So let's stop right there. A lot of us can say, I came to Christ, I became a Christian when I was this old or this point in my life. But the unfortunate part of that is even though we know Christ, a lot of us have not moved past the baby swing. Now we think we have, but it becomes evident in our unwillingness to serve a lot of times. And it becomes evident in the fact that we just plain don't spend time with God. We have not grown in the Lord. And it comes through in the small things. And it doesn't mean that to get out of the baby swing that you have to become a spiritual giant and take Greek and Hebrew and learn everything about the Bible that possibly is to know. But it does mean that you come into an understanding of who God is and what it means to have a relationship with Him. And you're growing in the relationship. You know what I have seen? I have seen new believers that have recently come to Christ, that I mean are running for their relationship with God right now. I mean, they're fighting for it. They're moving schedules around. Their life has completely changed. I've seen them completely change. And in the midst of this, they've had, you know, they're just as busy as the rest of us. And they have moved things around to prioritize what they understand to believe as a relationship with God being the most important thing in their life. And when they've done that, I got to tell you, some of them have already jumped out of this swing and are already in this one. You know why? Because they are growing in their relationship with Christ. So many of us have ceased to do that. We've never made it past the baby swing. Now, there's some things to understand. A new Christian, some of you are new Christians here today, I want you to understand you are still a baby Christian in many ways. And you probably will be for a while. Because many of you, you didn't grow up in church. You don't know all these stories about all this stuff. It's all brand new to you. And it's so exciting for me to get to see that in your life. And I know that everyone else is excited about that too. But you need to know that we as mature Christians, we should be gathering around you. And you know the way it is for a small child in one of these swings, they need you to what? They need you to help them a little bit. And we need to help you a little bit. We need to be there to encourage you and to help you as you are beginning your walk with Christ. That's why since we have started seeing so many people come to know the Lord, we've been trying to pair up individuals to disciple one-on-one some of these new Christians so that they can understand what it means to have a prayer time and just simple stuff. Just simple stuff. Just basics of Christianity. We have several people that have come to Christ in the last month and a half that we still don't have people to disciple them. There's still not somebody that's one-on-one with them. Maybe you're here today. Maybe you know that you're in this swing here and you could be over here kind of helping push some of these people here. For a lot of us, we're in this swing, and we get content in this swing. And really, almost in a way, we kind of cease to be in the swing just because we cease to serve the Lord. We almost kind of fall back into this one. But I'll tell you the thing that probably disturbs me the most is that there are so many people over here where Austin was, standing on the outside looking in. There's so many people that we know that are like that right now. And this is what we do. We say, you know what? I've got my swing. I'm not giving up my swing. You remember that kid on the playground that wouldn't give up their swing? You remember that kid? That little brat punk kid? You know who I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about? It's like the kid that, like, as soon as the bell rang for recess, everybody is racing for the playground, and all these kids jump into the few swings that there are, and they won't give them up the whole time. You know who I'm talking about. Some of you were one of them. Curses on you. No, I'm just kidding. You see, we get content here, and we don't want to worry about this over here, but I'm going to tell you something today. We have got to pay more attention to what we are doing around the swing set. When we're on the playground of life and recess is in, and it's in right now for you, it's in at your work, it's in at your school, we have opportunities to invite those people that are standing out here, we have opportunities to invite them and say, hey, why don't you come join us on the swing set? And you know what they do? They're like, well, okay, let me take a look at that. And so then they come over here and they're looking at it and they're like, well, you know, I don't know about all this. This is kind of crazy. Because a lot of people from the outside, they see the trickster swing set people. You know what I'm talking about? It's the guys that would, like, you know, do the turnaround thing and the back and forth, and, you know, somebody was crazy enough, they'd go all the way around it or something. They see that, and that's what they see, and that's what they think of when they think of Christians a lot of time. They think of us as all just, oh, well, they must all have it together. I can't have it together, so I can't be one of them. That's not true. Number one, we don't have it together. And if you think you do, then Satan sold you on a lie. But number two, they, just like we did, need to start out at a place that's fitting for them. Verse 12 in this passage of Scripture. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's Word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Let me kind of share just a little known fact with you. If you're not growing in your relationship with Christ, then more than likely you are going the other way. Very seldom do I see people that are just kind of stagnant. Every once in a while, there may be somebody that's just kind of stagnant. But more than likely, either you are growing or you are growing away from your relationship with the Lord. It's so important for us to want to take that seesaw ride, for us to want to fight for the opportunity to grow day in and day out with the Lord. Do you understand why? Because when we are hanging out on the swing set and we've only got so much time at recess and we know the bell's going to ring, we know it's going to happen, what we wind up doing is we wind up leaving these people behind, or we wind up not helping these people right here. And what winds up happening is the next thing we know, our time is out, the bell has rung, and we have missed opportunities all over the place to share Jesus Christ with people. We've missed opportunities where we could have handled a situation in a different way. Let me ask you, moms, dads, I know I'm about to be a dad, and I'm a little nervous. Okay? But I know, just in thinking about the fact that I'm going to be a father, I'm a little nervous just because I want to be the very best dad that God would have me to be. That is my main concern. And the very best husband to my wife as she becomes a mother. That is so important to me. And I know for those of you that already have kids, I know that that's so important for you. Let me ask you this question. What would it be like if you were growing in your walk with the Lord today? In handling your kids, in handling your finances, in all of those things, how would that change your life? If you were growing in Christ and you had the knowledge that you needed to make the right decisions. Many of us are still on milk. You need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's Word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk but still an infant is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. See, that's where a lot of us are today. We are not acquainted with the teachings of God's Word. Now, I want to be honest with you. I always feel inadequate at this. I really do. That's probably not a good thing for you to hear from your pastor, but I do. I'm just being honest with you. I never feel like I am the Bible giant. People will ask me, hey, where's that scripture? In fact, sometimes I will spout a passage of scripture off the top of my head during a message or something, and they'll say, where's that passage of scripture at? And I'll be like, I'm not sure. I'll have to look it up. And I do. You know, I'm just like most of you. You know, I have to look in the back of my Bible, or I look in a concordance or whatever it is. And a lot of times, I do that because I don't feel like I have spent enough time in God's Word. For the majority of us here today, I'm sure that we could share in saying together, we don't spend enough time in God's Word. Now, this is a two-way street. Because not only are we supposed to spend time in God's Word, but we're supposed to be doers of His Word. And that's in James, I do know where that's at. But we're supposed to be doers of His Word. We can't just partake. We can't just come on Sunday mornings or just go to our home team or, you know, just have a Bible study. I mean, we got to do that. That's got to be the food that we're taking in. But the main thing we've got to understand is not only do we take it in, but we become doers of what it says to do. It changes us. I tell people all the time, if you're struggling to start a time alone with the Lord, just a daily time where you can just spend time in God's Word, just start simple. I have so many people say, well, I'm going to read through the book and, you know, I'm going to read through the Bible in a whole year. Listen, that is great. If you can do that and you can understand what God is trying to say to you in doing that, then awesome, go for it. I can't do it. I'll just tell you. When I read God's Word, I remind myself over and over again, this is not a book report. God wants to speak to my heart. This is His Word. It is living. It is breathing. And I'm going to tell you what, if you will begin to breathe in God's Word on a daily basis, in just small amounts, it doesn't have to be huge things, whatever, small amounts, just let God speak to your heart. If you begin to do that, your life will change. It will absolutely change. Coming on Sunday mornings is not going to do it. It's not going to do it. God wants a relationship with you. And you know how He speaks to us? His Word. That's how He speaks to us. It's easy to get stuck on milk. It's easy to get stuck in the baby swing. Because you give your heart to the Lord, and then a lot of times you don't have people around you to help you in growing. But even further than that, it's just easy just to go, okay, well, I'm done. I've done all I want to do now. Done all I want to do. You have to fight for your relationship with God sometimes, because the things of this world will try to combat the things of God. In fact, it says that very last verse, verse 14, it says, but solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good and evil. You see, if you are growing in your relationship with the Lord on a daily basis, you are, if you're hanging out in this swing, you are going to see more things as good or evil instead of, well, I think I can get away with that or that would be okay. See, so many of us just aren't growing in Christ. I got to tell you what, there is nothing more fulfilling as a pastor than to get to see somebody grow in their relationship with God. So one of the people that have just recently given their heart to the Lord, they are so excited. They're so excited about what God is doing in their life, and they're so excited they're telling people that don't know Jesus. And I just love that. Don't you? But you know what? That's what we're supposed to be about. That's what the swing set is about. You see, it's this cycle. It's this cycle of constantly seeing new people, people from out there coming in here and getting to set here and begin a new relationship with Christ and growing to the point that they're here, and then from there, they get to help these people and these people and even encourage these people. That's the swing set. So many people just want to take a ride, and they're not concerned about how good the ride's going to be or what they're going to experience along the way. But I got to tell you, I am not an A to B Christian. I'm excited about what God is doing in my life. And I yearn for nothing more than to get to see others be excited about what God is doing in their life. So much so that they're willing to take the ride. And sometimes that means taking the chance. Sometimes that means stepping over the line. And some of you here today probably, if I had to guess, in fact, I know that there's someone here today that needs to come to Christ. You're looking at this thing. You're on the outside and you're looking at it and you're like, I know I need to get on that. I know I need to get right there, and I just need to start out basic, and I need some of those people to come around me and just help me out as I'm growing in Christ. I know that you're there. There always is in a crowd this size. I got to tell you, I know the first step is a little nerve-wracking, but it is the most incredible thing that you will ever experience in your life, to give your heart to Christ and to sit in that swing and have people that love you come around you and help you grow in a relationship with the Lord. Here's the last question. We're going to end. Just point blank. Are you growing in your relationship with Christ? And if so, what does that look like? How has that changed you? So many of us, I think, will say, well, I'm growing in my relationship with Christ because maybe you haven't grown at all in maybe so many years or something, and all of a sudden you start attending church or something. But I got to tell you, there's so much more than just attending church. There's so much more than your Sunday morning routine being changed. I'm telling you, the whole thing gets interrupted. And I love that. God wants to interrupt some of your lives today. And maybe you're here today, and maybe you're just sitting here, and you're just kind of soaking this in, and you're not even sure which swing you sit in. I want to encourage you. Seek out a growing relationship with Christ. There's nothing that anyone in this world can do for you that God, He alone, can do things that no one else can do for you in this world. And I can't encourage you more than to follow after a growing relationship with Him. If you're here today and you're on the outside looking in just a second, the band's going to come and play. And while they're playing, I'm going to be hanging out in the hallway. John Nix will be hanging out in the hallway. And if you need to come and talk to one of us about what it means to get over there from over here, I would love to get to just pray with you or just talk with you. It's completely your decision. No one can make you decide this. But I'm telling you what, if you're sitting here today and you're saying, I'm going to wait, quit playing games with God. I'm just going to tell you straight up, quit playing games with God. We have no idea when the bell will ring. Our time on the playground is limited. And the longer we put off coming to know Christ, the longer we're putting off getting to experience the incredible things that He has for our life. God wants to work in your heart today. John and I will be in the hall. I want you to just bow your heads with me for just a moment. God, I pray today that Your word would sink in on us. Lord, it is not a pleasant thing to think about when we are thinking about the fact that maybe we haven't grown like we should, God. God, I feel that way. You know that. God, I pray, Lord, for each and every individual here today. God, that there's one person here today, God, that just needs to renew something with You. God, that they would do that today. God, if they need to say to You today, God, I want to come into a real relationship. I want to grow in my relationship with You. God, I pray, Lord, that that would not be an empty prayer, but God, I pray that it would be the real thing. God, my prayer for each and every person in this room right now is, God, that You would radically change the lives of all of us. That You would radically change our homes, that You would radically change parents, kids, the whole bit. God, there are some singles here today. God, I pray, Lord, that You would radically change their lives. College students, same thing. Lord, I'm lifting all of us up to You right now. God, I pray, Lord, that others are praying this prayer right now with me in agreement and saying, God, we want to be changed by You. God, we want a fingerprint on us that, God, can't even look like us. It had to have been You because it's so incredible what You could do. God, use us. Lord, as we're trying to figure out the swing set today, God, I just pray, Lord, that you would just guide us in knowing where we're at and us being really honest and examining ourselves and our hearts and seeing whether or not we are growing in a relationship with you. And God, I just pray, Lord, if we're not, God, Lord, lead us to that today. God, if there's one person here that doesn't know you today, God, I pray, Lord, that you would just impress on their heart so heavy, God, that they'll just quit playing games with you today and just come to you. God, it's so simple, and yet we make it so hard. God, we love you and we thank you for the opportunity that we have to worship you. In your name I pray, amen.